This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has posted details about the TFR it's put in place for the Super Bowl next Sunday. Piper says it delivered 14 new aircraft during December to Cotter Aeronautical College, worth $6.7 million U.S. The NTSB says the pilot of a Cessna 310, which crashed the evening of January 1st, was not night current and wasn't endorsed to solo a multi-engine aircraft. The pilot survived. His daughter and passenger did not. Discovery's final crawl from the Vehicle Assembly Building to Launch Pad 39A is set for 8 p.m. Monday. Alaska Airlines has ordered 15 next-generation 737s from Boeing, valued at $1.3 billion. Boeing says the Dreamliner will be profitable despite delays in getting it to market. The commercial aircraft leasing and financing arm of GE has ordered 12 additional long-range Airbus A330-300s. Thomas Cook Group has signed a firm order for 12 A321s to be equipped with Sharklets. Airbus says it delivered 15 corporate jets in 2010, worth more than $1.5 billion U.S. Raytheon Technical Services will be required to defend itself against a billion-dollar bid-rigging lawsuit brought by Washington Consulting Group. The FAA says Croatia now complies with international safety standards and qualifies for a Category 1 rating. And a wealthy widow is donating a fleet of historic aircraft and the airport at which they're based to Lake Erie College in Ohio. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, updates on two interesting jet programs stalled by the recession, the Stratus 714 and the Ariane supersonic business jet. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.